episode 228 of the 8-Bit Geek. Is this your first time listening to the show? First off, welcome. Before you settle in, let me tell you what to expect, of course, from us. Listening to the show is kind of like going to a summer blockbuster, you know? You've been hyped for it to come out. You and your friends have speculated what it's going to be about, how it's going to end. You know, you sit down, you order some food and beer, and you settle in for 2 hours of blissfulness. And then behind you there starts a tap, then a thud. You ignore it, but it's so fucking annoying after 15 minutes that you can't take it anymore. You look back to find a row full of kids. They're all just kicking, the seats in front of them, and baby starts crying. A couple starts playing on their phones right in front of you, and you've realized you just wasted $60 on a night out, and you should have just stayed in and waited for it to stream. I'm Jeremy. With me today are two men who kick their seats and cry during movies as well.
Hey, listen. Spider-Man was very emotional for me, okay?
Acceptable.
Also, I saw it in 3D, so when we were flying around New York, zipping around, I was scared that I was kicking my feet. Listen, Spider-Man made me go through a lot of emotions, and I felt a lot of feelings that night.
I'm Kevin!
Kev, 1 second. We have to dive into this with Doug. Doug, let me tell you, do we need to have the birds and the bees talk right now? Is that what's going on?
What?
You see, when two people love each other, Doug, they do things for each other. Mm-hmm. See? Like?
Anal.
Yeah. No, okay, right.
Yeah, precise.
I was doing that before we even got married, right? What?
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, that happened.
Hi, Katie.
Yeah, I'm going to hear about this later.
Now you're just naming names.
That's See, here's also the thing is that, like, it could have, or I could just be joking.
Oh, you're not.
We saw the sincerity in your eyes. Yeah. You're the listeners. People are listening to this.
When you said yes, your eyes said anal.
Yeah. You did that weird hand gesture where you were doing like finger into butthole.
I
thing.
Did not do that. I'm trying to take a drink of my coffee, but you guys keep interrupting me. Does Every that, time I go in for a sip, it's like, hey, say something else.
Does that coffee taste like Katie?
Oh, no. No. Don't okay. say that. That's just no.
Well, if you like what you hear so far, please subscribe. Rate us on Audioboom. They provide us with all of our bandwidth. They're wonderful. They're our sponsors. You can also find us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. That chat already. You can also follow us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek.
At the 8-Bit who?
Was that?
At the 8-Bit Geek.
Oh.
That's like the second or third time you've done that, by the way.
In 5 years.
Right. Get but off. I just find it funny that it's still
get off my back. And of course, every Monday night right here on Twitch, where we stream and record our shows weekly. If you want to connect with fans of the show, then hop onto Discord. We have a thriving community that we interact with every day. And of course, we'll be there and you can meet some new friends. Speaking of Discord, man, we had some amazing compliments today. As people kind of looked back at our back catalog and gave us a little bit of a reason why they do that, you know, we sat there and we've always talked amongst ourselves and said, you know, why would anybody go back and listen to those shows? Mm-hmm. Because they're not relevant anymore. Like it's not news because we report on the news. Obviously, in the beginning of the show, we have some fun and laughs and. Mm-hmm. But like, why would anybody sit through the entire thing? But people do, and they actually get some really some enjoyment out of it, and some great stuff that was moving to us. And I can't, me personally, it humbles me every single time somebody says that we have affected their lives in a positive way and brought them joy. And I cannot thank the people enough. You know, Kevin said it earlier. We definitely wouldn't be here without the fans. So thank you.
Yeah. Totally. And it's funny because one particular story stuck out because, you know, it's funny, you know, like we said, I said that we record these and I forget about them. I forget about the funny moments and stuff. But somebody was talking about how like Jeremy was hyped when we were talking about the first Destiny. And he's like, I'll get it when it's coming to PC.
It is coming to PC. It's just coming a little bit late.
Yeah. It's just little moments like that, because, you know, once again, we're doing weekly news, so obviously it's very dated, but people can go back and listen to it and kind of hear maybe like how positive we were thinking, like, you know, No Man's Sky was going to be. And then you get to hear us so all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And then, like, compared to today, we're like, this is the stupidest game that ever was made.
I think episode 3, we did a Star Wars episode, and Doug was there for that one. And episode 3 of the show, and we actually talked about, that was when it was announced that Star Wars was going to make more movies. And nothing else was known, and we all just kind of speculated and talked about our favorite stuff. Like that, I went back and listened to that, and I was like, wow, that's really, really neat to go back that far and actually, you know, because I don't remember that shit either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the first time I'd ever come out to your house.
And the last.
200 episodes ago.
And the last.
And the last.
Well, restraining orders will do that.
Yeah. You gotta tell Ashley to lift it.
Speaking of anal, I remember when Ashley first heard Doug's voice, and she was
horny for this one.
Listen, all I would do to get her in the mood was play your voice while we were laying in bed.
No. Mm,
her socks were wet.
Oh no.
Why her socks?
This is just Jesus, we're both in trouble today, huh?
Yeah. Hey Kev, say something nasty about your wife.
Yeah,
no, I'm good. You guys dug the hole deep enough.
Oh shit. If you like this show, you can always go and listen to some of our other shows. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, Brainberry Tarts, and Garbage Day. And now's a good time as any to announce that 8-Bit Saga is going on an infinite hiatus, it looks like.
Wait, what?
Infinite? Wait, like, what? That means forever?
No, it's like indefinite? It's like a band breakup, right?
Indefinite.
Oh, indefinite. Sorry.
Infinite hiatus.
Indefinite hiatus. We just don't have the time to produce it anymore. It might come back in a different light, with different hosts.
What show did you say originally?
8-Bit. I said 8-Bit Saga on the top of the show to pimp out. Don't you look at the notes?
No, but
I moved it.
But what did you hear? You're talking about Saga. Did you say Saga is shutting down?
No, I said Legends.
No, he said Legends.
Oh, yeah, that's actually happening.
Wait, did I say Saga?
I don't know, because Caleb goes, my ass, fake news. And then Liz is going to freak out.
I was hoping you would have been told this, seeing as you're one of the hosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, wait, what are we doing?
The chat is saying Saga, so you said Ava. That's why I was like, the fuck are you talking about?
I heard Legend. Maybe because I was reading it when he was saying it.
8-Bit Saga is totally shutting down.
Oh, sorry, Saga.
It got too big for its britches.
Hey, guys, we did too good.
Yeah,
if it does come back, it's going to have completely different hosts.
It's essentially Doug got into a power trip, and he said, this is my goddamn show, and no one else can have it. And he's hoarding all the future episodes. He's not going to release them. That's what's happening. So,
and he bought the rights to like Mark Kenobi and Chub Rub and all those names, so no one can really use them without owing him money. So
that's what happened. No, but Legends, 8-Bit Legends is the show that we're talking about. It may come back with different hosts. We're still kind of feeling that out, but as of right now, don't expect any new episodes. So that's sad. Brainberry Tarts, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, Garbage Day are all also on indefinite hiatus.
Listen, wow. Fellow 8-bitters, the crew and stuff. Listen, we've decided to go in a new direction. So no one's listening to you guys talk about wrestling and no one's listening to Garbage Day and no one's listening to Legends. It's just it's all about Saga now.
Wait,
so Saga's taking no one listens to Brainberry. Listen, so
what about us? We're not shutting down either.
No one listens to
We getting shut down too?
I think so. I think no, we're second
Swipe
build. We're second build now. This is the 8-Bit Saga Network.
Oh shit. All right. Well, I've got to reevaluate things. No, everything else is staying, guys. Calm down. Calm down. You can always support us on Patreon. Right now we're paying for these wonderful new mics, mic that I'm on. You guys are going a long way to helping with that. We are also trying to provide you with some content. So being a Patreon helps with that. Paying just $5 a month gets you some extra content. You get the intro, the outro, and it's going to be cool. If you listen to this week's show, we talk about British cigarettes. So I think you should definitely tune in.
What's that giggle? Jesus.
Sorry. Hey, Kev, tell the people what we just recorded a couple days ago.
Yeah, we right before our drunk stream, we recorded an episode for our good friends at We Talk Games to help them out with their Summer of Stink. I think this is their first annual Summer of Stink music series, concert series hosted by Tongue Sauce. Or something like that. There was a lot of tongues in that. But yeah, we recorded that, and it's going to be live on We Talk Games website and, you know, Spotify, iTunes, and all that fun stuff for their podcast starting Monday, July 24th. And it was a blast to record. We reviewed a really horrible game. And
what was it called?
It was called Logger.
No, so it was called Kenny Loggins Loses His Sandwich.
Kenny Logger loses his sandwich and goes into the danger zone.
And goes into Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now that this gameplay sucked, but it had an incredible storyline. So you should definitely tune in to We Talk Games Summer of Stink and listen to that. It comes out on Monday, July 24th.
Yes. So, and it was a blast to record. We love those guys. And it's funny because, like, we always record it and we're like, we went too far. They're not going to ask us to do this again. And they're always like, hey, we really love you. We want you to do it again. It's like, how are they even listening to this? Because really, we're horrible people. But hey, they have us back every time and we love them.
Speaking of We Talk Games, we want to spotlight somebody. Gershwin Von Plebus is doing a cool t-shirt design.
That's not his name.
All right.
It's Kubrick von Kyle.
That's it.
He's a bounty hunter. Sorry, that's Saga. Shit, I'm sorry. I can't get Saga off my brain. It's
Kyle,
the new number one show.
Kyle von Kubrick is he's got a new shirt going up for sale at don'tdrinkdrugs.com. You should go check that shit out. It's a pretty cool design, and he's almost reached his goal, and yeah. And if you guys order one today, then, you'll get it.
You'll make his dreams come true, and you'll get a really rad shirt.
Yeah.
And if he manages to get this Kickstarter going, he said that he would draw us as centaurs.
Yes, we will be centaurs, and we will make t-shirts of us as centaurs.
Yeah, he...
Public record.
Yeah, that's... And it's official now, because I said it on the show, so that's notarized.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
So it's official. It's government. You wouldn't understand.
Government. There's a lot of boilerplate, a lot of, filibusters and stuff to go through.
Right. It's if it's said on microphone on a podcast and put on iTunes, then it's essentially, it goes to the Senate.
Good as gold.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get into the meat and potatoes. We're going to do misconnections now every week. We take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They are completely real. We don't edit them in any way, although we do ad-lib a little bit, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to miss connections.
Hey, Sean.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Sean? How are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. I just got back from, like, California, where I was totally at the Game of Thrones premiere.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't get to watch it at the premiere. I just went and I stood.
Oh, you stood
12
there.
Blocks down where they made all the pedestrians stand, and I had a sign that said, "Amelia Clark, why don't you come terminate this dick?"
Whoa!
And they kept pushing me farther and farther down the street. So I didn't get to see the premiere of Game of Thrones, but I spent my week out in L.A. trying to get close to Amelia Clark. It didn't work very well.
Well, that took a turn.
Well, I also saw that you may have gotten a roommate.
Yeah, it's totally my roommate. Because, you know, I live all over the United States. I move to and fro. When I'm not on Doug's couch, you know, sometimes I'm out in New York, and sometimes I'm in L.A., and sometimes I'm in Tucson, Arizona. And sometimes, you know, you just got to go hit up the Twin Cities. You just travel all over the place.
Okay. Well, what do you got this week?
So I have, my point was I have roommates everywhere. Here's the truth. I call them roommates. I don't pay for rent. Just sleep on their couches.
So you're the official guy on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this one is, you're my roommate and I want to fuck you so bad.
Oh, wow. Naughty.
Yeah. This is Oxnard.
Say it again.
You? Oxnard.
Hmm.
Anyways, so you're like totally my roommate and I totally have a girlfriend. You totally see her like every time she comes over and you can see that we're like totally made for each other.
Totally.
Like,
it's LA. It just kind of that Valley Girl speak just rubbed off on me.
Well, at least something did.
While I was standing next to all the women in their wet socks while they waited for Jon Snow to walk by.
Oh my God.
And I know that you respect that, but it's like, I think we both really want to fuck each other. We went out for beers because, you know, we're friends now. Friends and roommates. And then I got this feeling that we could totally be fucking later on back at the place if we let that happen. And the thing is, I totally want to fuck you so bad. Although, I love my girlfriend, and the sex we have is like the bomb. I still fantasize regularly about being inside your sopping wet pussy while staring into your big brown eyes.
Wait, which brown? Oh, brown eyes.
All three of them, depending on which way I'm hitting.
Why do I even speak up?
I would love to make you love to you. I would love to make love to you. There we go. Sorry. I want to kiss you and suck on your cute little tongue.
Never mind. I'm done.
When you came downstairs in that thin cotton tank top with no bra, I could have come right there and then. And I did. I would spend about an hour just sucking your big, young breast. I even took you to bed.
It sounds so dirty when you say that.
But of course, if I gotta do all that to you, I would feel really shitty about who I was and how I betrayed my beautiful and loyal girlfriend that I totally super have. It's nice to think of it sometimes, though. It sucks to think of it sometimes, too. It's like you're this nubile, voluptuous woman in her sexual prime, single for the first time in a long time and looking to embark on a sexual journey. You're literally in my house, and your vibe's telling me you're free for the having.
Jesus.
It's been really difficult not to take you to the living room floor and fuck you in front of the flat screen.
What does the flat screen have to do with anything?
Oh, that's so Samsung can hear it and record it.
Oh, God, I got myself all turned on now. I'm going to go jerk it and hope you never read this. Yours truly. Sean Penis.
Oh.
Well, all right.
Hard to follow that up.
Yeah.
Hard.
Don't say words like that. You're going to make me come.
Flat screen.
Oh, fuck.
All right. It's been a while, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready. The window's open.
Oh,
there's a breeze.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
Oh, shit, Mark.
Hey, is that you?
Back, Mark.
Hey, what's going on? Hey.
One time, unfortunately,
hey. Hey.
Hi.
Mark is my Boston roommate.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Fucking him too?
Not him.
No. All the ladies,
no,
okay?
No.
All the ladies. Hey. Hey, one question. I'm back like Jumpin' Jack Flash, okay? Too old of a reference?
No, I mean, are you talking about the song or are you talking about the movie starring Whoopi Goldberg?
I love Whoopi. Oh.
That's what I thought. I figured.
I love Whoopi's movies. Sister Act was the bomb, okay?
I really like Sister Act 2, where she goes to the high school and starts teaching music to those poor, like, kids.
Hey, you make fun of that, okay?
That has Lauryn Hill in it. Remember Lauryn Hill from the Fugees?
Oh.
Fugees?
Hey, let me tell you something, okay? That's what inspired my career.
The Fugees? Your career was before the Fugees.
What's that?
Never mind.
So, anyways... Let me tell you about these soccer moms, okay? Come find me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Male for woman from Yorba Linda, okay? Hide this posting. My body, super athletic. You know that.
It's true.
He's seen it. He's seen the full frontal, okay?
I've also seen your movie, so.
Which one?
All of them.
List them.
Okay, you've got Transformers 1 through 7.
Correct. Okay.
You got The Departed.
Yeah, I was kind of in that one. Yep.
Yeah. Ted and Ted 2.
I don't
Daddy's
claim Ted
Home.
2. Uh-huh. Yeah, we got a second one coming.
Daddy's Home 2.
Mm-hmm.
Starring my favorite actor of all time, Will Ferrell.
You son of a bitch. What?
I'm sorry. He just really gets me in that movie, Elf.
I bake fucking cookies in this movie.
Whoa.
Okay, but you remember what Buddy the Elf does in Elf?
Yeah.
Like spaghetti with syrup and candy. Like, that's my fucking breakfast every morning.
Let's just continue on. This is crazy, Togo, okay? Anyways, I'm 6 foot. That's if I'm wearing heels.
Big heels.
I'm married. I'm 37.
That's also true. Hold on, did you say you're 6 foot?
In heels.
You fucking lie. Oh, in heels.
Wearing those, like, kiss boots.
Hey, soccer dad here, okay? I just need to know if, like, your feeling is mutual or something. At times, or, you know, if I'm just, like, crazy or something. There's, like, a lot of soccer moms out here at the Yorba Linda Juusa, okay? And I'm not talking about the juicer. I'm talking about the juicer.
Oh.
All right? They really seem to pour it on at the practice. And they're like games. The hair's done, looking good and dressed and, like, attractive. Just, like, makes sense of something. Hey, soccer moms, please tell me. Are you trying to make me want you? Is that, like, a dream of yours? Okay? Haha. Let me know.
That laugh.
All right. What else are we doing here, boys?
I don't know. I think we should play some PUBG later.
Oh, shit. I'm down. I've got no recordings going on right now. Okay? Hey,
nice.
Just call me. I'll be around, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, bye.
I literally don't know why he still goes out the window. The door is literally right there.
I mean, he walked right past me without saying hello. He just kind of jumped out the window. It's kind of weird. Does he owe me money or something? I don't know.
Hey, Velvet.
Hey, Marky. What's up, man? Oh, he's gone again.
He's gone.
Well, at least he said goodbye. I don't know, man.
So what you got going on, Velvet?
Man, this right now, man, this is just like but it was play by play.
Okay.
Could be replay by play.
So are you replying? That's usually what re means.
Well, I'm replying then. This play by play. This ain't John Madden either, baby. This is real shit.
You play Madden?
I did back when it was good.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
All right.
But also fair.
I mean, think about it, man. When you play John Madden and you're like on first down and you ask John Madden, like, what would be the best play? He's like, time for a special teams play. It's like, really, motherfucker? It's the first down. I don't need to be kicking a field goal.
I always kick a field goal. He's an expert. How do you not take his advice?
Yeah, the game is named after him.
And then he was like, you know, there'd be certain times where he'd be like, name of the game is to win. The team with the most points at the end of the game is going to be the one to take away the win. It's like, well, no shit, Sherlock. That's how it goes. So he ain't in football anymore, so his games are suffering for it. They need to make, like, fucking, like, what's that coach that everyone hates from the Patriots? They need to make his football game.
Oh, God. Belichick.
Yeah. Bill Belichick's beer-filled football. And then just have, like, a bunch of, like, have some pregame shit, have some, like...
Oh, that'd be the best, though, because, like, it would almost be like NFL Blitz, because you just get to cheat the whole fucking time.
I was going
to
say, there'd be cheat codes and everything. It'd be working great.
What do you have to tell us about?
I have no clue where I'm going on this. But you know what? Hey, pre-order Madden 18 coming out by EA Sports.
Hey, it's got a story mode this year.
Thank you. I'll be at E3 testing it out next year. This one's male for women. For some reason, I said useful idiot. It ain't me, though. I'll tell you that. Maybe this is like a bar or something called the useful idiot. Who said anything about fixing things? We're well past that point, jackass. Yeah. Go ahead and pretend like you're so busy. The only thing you're busy doing is riding the cock carousel. Didn't expect that one.
I forgot about that one.
Wait till you get to your 30s, then you'll be singing a different tune. Enjoy your 20s, cat, and dying alone, you crazy, stupid bitch. Your music sucks even more than your attitude. Good luck making it, just like the thousands of other idiots trying to make it in Hollywood, where all they do is complain about how unfair life is without taking responsibility for their shitty choices in life. You've been at it for far too long with far too little to no success. Give it up. You're not cut out for it at all. Motherfuck you, Velvet Jones. Sincerely, baby. Yeah, seriously, fuck this person. Conversations.
Sounds like
that
you
wasn't
need
even, sounds that like wasn't you. Even a misconnection. That was like a hard-on, punched connection, fuck you connection.
Sounds like you need to have a conversation with a therapist.
Hey, you do what you got to do. I'm going to go play some Madden.
All right. I mean, that's therapy.
As much as I hate it, I keep buying it.
All right. So this is I don't know why I haven't seen this movie yet, but War for the Planet of the Apes has made $56.5 million in its first week, which brings it. It's number one. It's awesome. People are telling me, like, go see it. I think I might go see it on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So nice. Spider-Man Homecoming has come in second with $45 million, bringing it to over $208 million. That's
awesome.
Good money right there. And then Despicable Me rounds out the top three with $18 million. So, you know.
Understandable.
Good for Planet of the Apes. Not so great for Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a 50% decline, but it's still made more than... It's still making more than the other Spider-Man's.
Well, it's just, I think your second week, you still want to be in first place.
Yeah. But I mean, War for the Planet of the Apes went in with a lot of hype and two very strong movies to, like, precede it. That's what I hear. I still have not seen it. So.
You.
I know, because I tried to watch it on Jer's Plex, but then Jer's Plex is fried. So then I tried to watch it on Ryan's, and Ryan's kept freezing on me.
Do you know how to use Plex?
Yeah.
You know you can change the quality of the stream, right?
Oh, not on the PS4, I don't think. Or maybe I have to look in the PS4 settings.
You can.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Change it because, like, I mean, yeah, because not only is it how fast your internet is, it's also how fast their internet is. So I always try to go, like 1.5 to 2 megabytes a second.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Either way, I got to watch those movies because I've heard nothing but amazing things.
Yeah.
For sure. All right, let's get into some news. If anybody, I mean, I don't know how anybody doesn't know about this, but D23 Expo 2017 happened over the weekend.
Yes.
And there was so much stuff that was announced. We won't go through everything. And it's, but we will say that Star Wars Land has been revealed. I don't know. You can Google search the images of this place, but it sits on 14 acres of land. This place is huge. It's an entire city, and it is, the models of it look just spectacular. There's TIE fighters, there's AT-ATs, there's X-Wings. Like, you're going to be able to sit in the cantina and have a drink. You're going to be able to go and walk around on what can they walk around on? Someone take it. I don't know. So much stuff.
Endor.
Yeah. No, this is
no, I don't know. No. I just said that.
I think this whole thing is supposed to be its own little, like, kind of planet.
It is
sort of set up and
on the outer rim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's called the, was it Edge of the Galaxy or whatever.
Yeah. Like that. To go along with that, here's what's cool. We talked about this about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and they've officially announced it. They're turning Star Wars Land and the hotel, I don't know if it's going to include the land, but the hotel, into fucking Westworld. They've announced totally immersive stays at Marvel and Star Wars hotels, and this will be your own story. They will put you in Star Wars from head to toe. They will gear you up, and you will you'll get dressed in. You will live out a storyline during your stay. How insane is that?
Yeah, that's pretty rad.
Yeah, definitely going to do that.
I feel like that's going to cost a lot of money, but I'm going to pay it.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime sort of things, so you may as well just fucking do it.
Yep.
Hell, Westworld was $40,000 a day.
I hope this isn't.
Was it really?
That's what they said in the show, $40,000 a day.
God.
Fuck.
That was such a great show, by the
way. It was. It was phenomenal.
Can't wait for season 2.
Probably my favorite
2.
Show of the year. I'm going to call it right now. Number one of the year so far.
Nice.
I think that... Didn't we call that last year?
I don't remember.
Yeah, probably. That was last year.
But this year too.
It was our number one. Too. It was our number one from last year.
Oh.
And possibly from this year as well for Doug. Okay. And so also they've officially announced Marvel themed land coming to Disney California Adventure. So I don't know how big this one's going to be, but they've already have one Marvel ride there. It's the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which replaced the Terror of Tower. Is that what it's called?
Tower of Terror.
Mm-hmm. Tower of Terror. Which was, that was one of my favorite rides there. I loved that ride. So I'm pretty excited to go back and see what the Guardians of the Galaxy ride would be like. So, Star Wars Land will be in California and in Florida. So, let's see what else we got.
Sorry, we just got a follow from Joffrey Baratheon. So King Joffrey just followed us. So
awesome!
Oh Jesus!
Don't eat the cake.
Here is the cake is a lie. Anyways,
oh that's true.
So we're not gonna get a Hulk movie. It looks like
no. Mark, I think we talked about this before.
Yeah, but Mark Ruffalo went on and officially said no, it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, well, I feel like they do this every time he shows up in a movie. Yeah, they're like, yo, are you going to do it? And he's like, no, we're not. It's never going to happen. It can't happen. It won't happen. It won't happen. And like every cycle that there's a new movie with him as Hulk in it, this story pops up again. Because Universal still owns the rights to the Hulk, and they're done making Hulk movies. Well, even though he's a part of the universe, they've like kind of given him back to Marvel, per se. They're not like, we're not doing it. You can have them in your movies, but we're not going to back a solo film, and we're not doing it because our last 2, 3 or whatever have fucking burned us. So
well,
is weird because the one with Edward Norton was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it tied into this universe. So
yeah, That's the thing that I didn't understand, because like it seemed like that one was like their step in the right direction, but whatever.
It's interesting because of Mark's comments on it. He says it'll never happen. Universal has the rights, and for some reason, they don't know how to play well with Marvel. So it seems like, and they don't want to make money. That's what he said. So that was interesting to get a little more in depth about it, because it seems like Marvel went after it and was just like, hey, let's fucking do this. Like, don't you see? And maybe talks will spark again after they see what Marvel did for Sony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Wait, here's the thing. Isn't Universal owned by Sony?
No. I don't think
no?
So.
No.
No.
I forgot who owns Universal, but it's...
NBC Universal.
NBC.
Who was it? There was... I think it was Columbia. Maybe that's who it is. Columbia, I think, is owned by Sony. Because the Spider-Man movie was Columbia. Yeah, it was. It was like, oh, that's interesting. Because at the beginning of the movie, it said Columbia. Instead of, like, Sony or whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's kind of like we're saying. It's just they didn't see the profits in it. They don't see, I don't know. And I kind of agree at this point. We have had two Hulk movies, and while like the second one with Norton was better, obviously, than the first one that was directed by Ang Lee, which is a piece of garbage. Like Hulk, his story, I don't think it's necessarily a story is played out, but I feel like
there's only so much you can do with it.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you put him in the Thor movie. Like that's where he's gonna fucking shine.
Yeah, because it's just like the Thor can handle him. He's as powerful as the Hulk, and they
exactly
buddy cop exactly. like they announced. So yeah, I think he's great in those. Like maybe a little bit goes a long way, and that's why he works in the Avengers movies right now. And I think maybe too much people are just like, eh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, and I think it's probably the problem with some of the movies. It's like, not that Hulk doesn't necessarily have good bad guys, but it's just, I don't know. Some of these other characters have more iconic bad guys, and Hulk fits in the Avengers very well to help them fight these super iconic bad guys. Mm-hmm. But on his own, meh.
I mean, how do you beat the Hulkbuster fight anyways?
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless they do the Planet Hulk storyline, but I mean, at this point.
Which they're doing in Thor.
Thor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're getting the closest to that. Yeah.
Somebody else says, I'd rather have a She-Hulk movie. Agreed. And I'm hoping that maybe whenever they move into Phase 4, and we've talked about how they may retire certain characters and stuff, like we may get a new Cap, you know, whatever. I would like to see a She-Hulk take over for Hulk.
That'd be cool. I'm down for that.
Because that's like, in the comics, it's like his niece or something. So, I don't know. I mean, we haven't met her in the movies, but that doesn't mean that can't be done within the next 8 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Here's some fucked up news for you. Rey, you know who Rey is in the Star Wars universe?
Which dude is that?
Who?
Just a recap. She's the leading lady.
She?
Uh-huh. She?
Star Wars?
It's Star Wars?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so tired.
I'm getting my senator on the phone.
Yeah, hold on. Like, let me expose my neck beard for a second.
Fucking social justice warriors.
I just want to, this is, I'm surprised that this hasn't made bigger news, but I think it's probably because the whole Doctor Who situation as well has happened. Well, Rey is being left out of the Star Wars Monopoly game due to insufficient interest.
Which I, how?
Right?
She's your main fucking character for your goddamn franchise. Can you imagine in 1977 where it's like, hey, we're going to release all these Star Wars toys. Yeah, but, you know, we're just not going to release that Luke Skywalker.
Because there's just
like,
there's just no interest.
Yeah. People just want to be Darth Vader and Han Solo. So we're not going to release any Luke action figures or have him part of any of our games.
Right.
Yeah.
Stupid.
This is so dumb. And I hope it backfires in their face, because it's just like, there's so many people out there who want Rey and would want Rey.
Yeah.
There was a huge protest when the game was originally announced and she wasn't there. That like, that's where they're like, oh, you know, oh, that was just a, you know, that was just a mistake. We didn't think anyone would want to play as her or whatever. And it's like,
oh yeah. Like, it looks like here.
They must not have seen the movie.
Listen to this. According to the Chicago Tribune.
Tribune.
Yeah. That's what I said. 18 months after Hasbro told a little young girl that it would be releasing a new version with Rey as a token. The company reneged, and they told the press, yeah, it was due to insufficient interest. How shitty is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, like, in what? I mean, I guess as a token. Wait, is a token your little character thing?
Yeah.
Okay, fuck off, Hasbro. You pieces of shit. There's no way. There's no way there's no interest in Rey. Get out of here. Star Wars Celebration, no store could hold on to any Rey merchandise. Her shit was some of the first to go.
Yep.
People love Rey. Kids love Rey. Girls love Rey. Get the fuck out of here with this nonsense, Hasbro. Seriously. Like, I don't... Maybe whatever shit figure you made for didn't have any interest because maybe you bullshitted some garbage that doesn't look like her or something. Put her on that little speeder. Like, how hard is that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to go on a rant about Hasbro being a bunch of sexist fucktards.
Save that for the Patreon, Doug, remember? Come on.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Okay. So if I'm hyped with HBO doing documentaries, and they've got another one that they're about to release. They just did the Defiant Ones, which was probably one of my favorite documentaries I've ever watched. That shit was so awesome. I don't know if you could both have given it a chance yet, but you really should.
No, but I've been wanting to. I've seen the trailer for it.
Yeah, same. But also, just when, Jer? When? Tell me when I'm supposed to watch stuff. I still haven't finished Legion. I still haven't finished other shows.
Get rid of that kid, and you'll have tons of time.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's the truth, though.
The fact that you looked down and thought about it.
You thought about it.
Fucking kills me.
Oh, I would never get rid of my son.
Right. For an extended period of time, but, you know, like a week or two.
Yeah. Go stay at grandma's, please. I've got to watch TV.
So much TV to catch up on.
HBO is going to release a documentary on Steven Spielberg this October. And I'm so in. It's going to be October 7th. So it's a good timing. There's so many people that they interviewed for this. Like, if you look at this list I'm highlighting, look at that shit. Look at all those names. Abrams, Bale, Barrymore, Blanchett, Coppola, Craig, woof, Harrison Ford. That's so good.
That's a good list.
George Lucas. Kathleen Kennedy, Dustin Hoffman, Ben Kingsley, Ralph Fiennes. Like, the list goes on.
I want, of all the people that I want to hear the most from, because a lot of these people are obviously people that have worked with him over the years in various movies and stuff, but, like, some of the last ones, Kathleen Kennedy, George Lucas, Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah.
Like, those are some of the people I think I want to hear the most from, because they're the ones... Like, Kathleen Kennedy has been working at Lucasfilm and has done so many movies with Spielberg, like Indiana Jones and stuff. Like, I want more of her, please. Not, like, less of anyone else, because obviously I'm sure they're all interested. But, like, Drew Barrymore, don't give a shit. You're in E.T. Move on. Like,
well, Tom Hanks I would like to, because of Saving Private Ryan and Band of Brothers. Like, I think that would be really cool.
For sure.
And they both started the World War II Museum out in New Orleans, where they donated a bunch of stuff to it. Like, I'd like to hear about that stuff.
Yeah.
I need this whole thing about Steven Spielberg to be 32 hours long. I need it to be one of those, like those baseball documentaries by, what was that dude's name? Ken Burns?
Yeah. Ken Burns, Civil War.
Yeah. I need it to be like a Ken Burns documentary, and I need it to be 32 hours long.
Oh, fantastic.
Let's get into some gaming news. Kevin's game of the year this year, Mass Effect Andromeda, is selling so well that they've decided to put out a 10-hour trial.
Nice. I'm going to beat that game in 10 hours.
You can't get through the fucking tutorial.
It's not very good.
No, the game doesn't start until after 10 hours. No,
the game doesn't start till after the credits.
You're laughing, but that's so true. Like, the tutorial, the beginning planet is your tutorial, and it lasts you 10 hours.
It's not a great game, unfortunately. And it sucks because I love Mass Effect. Jerry, you love Mass Effect.
Mm-hmm.
This one really is, to quote Doug, to steal Doug's tagline, it's meh effect.
I see.
That's good. Did I say that?
No, but just to use your word, meh.
Fuck, that's good. Shit.
It hashtag really is, it. Hashtag it, ants.
Yeah.
Market ants.
Market.
It sucks because, like I said, I wanted to love this game, but I just, as the longer I play it, I'm just not interested in it, man. It's hard to go back to it because it's a lot of grinding, not a lot of story. Like, the story is not even really ripping you.
Dude, I gave up and I uninstalled the game. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
In the chat, wink, I think it's supposed to be Winky, but Wink A
is trolling.
Yeah, like it really heats up. It's better than the first Mass Effect. Wink.
It's not saying much because the first Mass Effect wasn't great at all. The series didn't pick up.
No, the story was great. Come on now.
The story was all right, but the story didn't pick up until midway through the game.
Yeah, but
after you left the Citadel.
But it made all of the right, it hit you in the right places in order for you to stay interested.
Yeah, because a lot of people finished that game, and a lot of people have not finished Andromeda. So
my wife just finished it, and she was just like, it just was lackluster. And once again, I mean, she's a huge Mass Effect fan as well. So it's like, to even have your hardcore fans just kind of like lukewarm about it, that's not a good sign at all.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. Overwatch is getting its leagues. I guess people actually bought in. You guys remember talking about how nobody wanted to pay the entry fee?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, what's our team?
Let's see. We don't have one.
We don't have
neither one. Do we.
Nope. It doesn't have one. Let's see. Of course, Robert Kraft has a team.
God damn it.
And then we have New York has a team. Los Angeles, Miami, San Francisco, Shanghai, and Seoul all have teams. So that's going to be it's starting in 2017.
What do you think the Robert Kraft, who also owns the New England Patriots, but like is the CEO of the Kraft Group. So like Kraft, like Kraft Mac and Cheese. Mm. What do you think is going to name his team?
Cheesy. This is real cheesy, guys. Let's do this.
God damn it.
I was trying to think if there was like a cheese Overwatch pun, if there's one somewhere.
Melting the competition.
Not like that. Like a character name.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I was.
Maybe they could put like Hanzo as their, mascot and just say, don't worry, all he does is cheese. Because fuck Hanzo.
We really need Caleb for the puns on this one.
Come on, Caleb. In the chat, hurry up. We're dying here.
We got to go to the next. Yeah, we're dying. We're not stand-up comedians.
There's like Reaper, and he goes, you know, he says, die, die, die. I mean, I guess, I don't know.
Cheese. It's gold. Cheese.
What's the gorilla's name again? I keep wanting to say Harambe. when he snaps the picture of everyone, he's
so
like, cheese.
We're dying so fast. Let's move on. Oculus has announced a $200 wireless VR headset in the works for 2018.
That's not bad.
I'm sorry, we couldn't. Mark Zuckerberg. I guess this is going to be like a mobile one. It's kind of like the Samsung VR, but it will have everything built in. You won't have to attach a phone. But it looks like it's working with phone technology, so it's just one of those bullshit ones. It's not like...
Like a Samsung Gear or whatever?
Yeah, it's like a Samsung Gear.
Or 360, I think they call it.
Damn, Kev, that's cold.
No, it is. Okay, no, I got it right. Actually, mobile phone products like Gear VR. Okay. Cool, I did get it right.
Yeah. It's codenamed Pacific. Ooh, so...
Yeah. I can't wait for it to come out and they call it the Oculus Rift Oculus or something stupid like Xbox One X.
The Oculus it'll be like Oculus Go.
Yeah,
that's actually not fucking bad.
Yeah. You guys okay, no, you can't have
TM, 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 TM.
TM, 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 TM.
Fuck.
Seriously.
Logitech is buying Astro Gaming. I don't know anyone who's ever bought or anything Astro brand. Does anybody?
No, that's people, true. I mean, that's like legit shit.
Is that a legit shit? Is that what's really going on?
I mean, that's high-tech game. I mean, I wouldn't say high-tech gaming, but it's high-end gaming.
Is it because gaming headsets. They're only purchasing them for $85
million? I mean, that's because I think Astro was under Skullcandy, and Skullcandy was probably like, we just want to get rid of this.
Wait, so
we just want to sell our cheap headphones.
It previously had been. In 2016, but I guess, okay. So just recently then.
No, but Astros have gone for like between like $200 and $400 for headsets, and they would have wireless headsets, like 7.1 headsets.
Okay, I know what you're saying, but I still ask the question, does anyone know anyone that owns a pair?
Yeah.
Do you know someone?
Ryan says, I know someone. They returned the headset.
Thomas, my coworker Thomas, owned a pair of Astros. I think he still does.
Hold on. Get him in here. Where is he? Why isn't it watching the stream?
Get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Hmm. Hmm. I don't believe you, Kev. You know one person.
I know more than one person.
Prove it.
Okay. Yeah, prove it.
All right. Be right back.
Suddenly there's just like a Facebook blast from him. Just like, hey, anybody out there own any shit from Astro?
And then they're like, no.
Never mind.
You talking about Houston?
Thomas is like, I return that shit.
I can't remember. I don't know if I think he might have sold them actually to another coworker.
Yeah. See, you don't even know. Nobody.
So
owns
technically,
them.
That's two people that's owned Astros.
Get the fuck out. One to another. Get out of here, Kev. Nobody owns. You don't. Nobody owns this shit. I once knew a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy who was a cousin of a guy who owned a pair of Astros. He really loved them. That's what I was
forget
told.
Forget about it.
There's a new game subscription service coming, and it's devoted to indie titles, and it's launching this summer. And for $10 a month, you can get a ton of indie games for PC, Mac, the HTC Vive, and Oculus Rift. It is nice. The beta is running until July 24th. It's planned to launch with 60 to 100 indie games and add 10 new games a month.
Nice.
Wow.
Okay. Now that'll be a good thing for indie games, I guess, to get like their name out there.
Let me ask you something. If they're doing with indie games, what if Steam came out with a service just like it for their games, like a Netflix? Like, do you think it would work, first of all? Obviously, if you have AAA games on there, you're going to have to pay. Maybe it would be like the movie industry where AAA games you have to purchase first, and if you don't purchase it, then it goes to the gaming streaming service where you're paying $20 a month or $14.99 a month. I guess they've already tried this, though, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, well, EA does it. I mean, they have their EA Access.
Right.
That they're just throwing right now. They're Titanfall 2 and Battlefield 1 are coming to it.
Right. But I'm talking like broad third party. Like if Steam was like, hey, we're gonna have a not really a streaming service, but you can download the games kind of like just like that. Do you think it would work? Do you think people would buy into it? Now, obviously not us because we have 400 titles in our libraries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just got like 100 more during our drunk stream the other night.
your dad just came through.
Listen,
again.
No, it wasn't even him.
It wasn't even
your dad.
Dad.
Timo.
it was more than it was like three people that were tag teaming me, and I love that shit. You can do that all night.
I was like drunkenly gifting people stuff. I think I gave Windress something. I gave Ant something.
You didn't give.
Yeah, you sent me some shit too.
You
I was completely smashed.
Oh, fuck you too, Kev.
Oh, you got enough.
I'm just saying. I sent you something.
What?
I don't know. Oh, shit. We still owe somebody a game.
We owe a game.
Blade. Blade won that round of golf.
Oh, well, there you go. Oh, didn't you say you were going to gift him the game of golf? Which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Did say that.
All right. So Xbox Live is getting updated to make co-op live streams a reality. So now you can do what the PC does, which is have co-streams. So that's fun, right?
Well, I mean, I think it's like the, I think they mean like, what's that stupid service called?
Club.
Mixer?
Mixer. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mixer.
Yeah, Mixer.
Where,
oh,
like,
yeah,
you
where
can
they
play
have
with someone,
that.
You can stream both of them.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. That's true. Did we cover rentals?
Microsoft is doing
that. Would be really cool for us to do when we play things like Friday 13 or
what game?
PUBG.
Yeah, but you know what else is fun, Kev? Not using Mixer.
No, I agree. I'm saying I'm hoping that this, you know, like Twitch like kind of adopts this afterwards.
They won't.
Well, yeah, I mean, they already have the thing where, like, I mean, yeah, we could all. The problem, because right now you can have multiple people stream. Like Caleb and I streamed one night. We were playing Borderlands, and we were both streaming. And you could go to, like, I forget what it was called. It was like Twitch, like Duo Twitch or something like that. .com/ and then like my username / his username. And it pulled up on the screen both of our streams like simultaneously.
Yeah, but it should be fully integrated.
Agreed. And like you could easily like switch back between the chats. It was like, you know, just like a tab button, just like.
But you couldn't. It wasn't like a. It wasn't like a integrated chat between both of you.
Correct. So that's like the current problem with it. I would love to see, like we're talking about, like where you'd be able to do it. But it's just, I would prefer doing that shit version of it than go to Mixer.
Hey, you know what would be fun? Twitch buying Mixer. And just taking their technology.
Mixer is owned by Microsoft. Microsoft don't give up shit.
Well, they might if it doesn't make any money.
Yeah, they've already changed the name, dude.
Yeah, and within its first year of existence, they had to change the name.
Come on.
So if it doesn't pick up for them, they might. I mean, it's Amazon. Amazon's buying everything, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon bought Whole Foods.
That's very true.
Amazon bought your heart.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, with Prime Day, yeah.
Did you buy anything? Did you pick anything up?
No, I didn't.
Then how are you promoting that day and you didn't buy anything?
Just because it's just nice to know that they care enough to have a day for Prime.
Ryan says, you know what's fun? Having an audience. Right. Like here on Twitch.
Did you buy anything on
Lovely Home?
Did anybody buy anything on Prime Day?
No, not a damn thing.
Yeah, me neither. Those holidays fall flat for me because usually it's shit that I just don't want.
Yeah, I mean, okay, there's I have one of those like weather things that you put like a piece outside and then like this part that sits in your house and tells you how hot it is outside and like the humidity level.
You mean like the iPhone?
As well as right, but okay, my iPhone's telling me what the temperature is at the fucking airport, not necessarily in my backyard. You know what I mean? Like it's never accurate. It's close. I mean, it may be at a closer to my house, but you know what I mean? But they have one that I really like, and it's like this really nice like color screen, and it's like the way it's set up is really nice, and it gives you like the humidity level and like any alerts and all that stuff. Just, you know, just something to put in like the kitchen just so I can look at it before I go outside, because I'm more likely to look at that on my way out the door because I was with the other one than I was to pull up my phone, open an app and look at it.
I have a quick question.
It's normally like $150 for the thing, and it was on sale for like $89, and I was like, ooh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, shit. What?
I have a quick question. You've regularly admitted that you don't go outside.
Yeah, I like to know what I'm missing. no, from the months of April until about October, I don't go outside. and then October to, I don't know, March. That's a good 4 months.
Okay.
Well, that's all the show we got.
Oh shit. Hey,
can we say one thing?
Well, we can't.
Yesterday we lost a director, a legendary director.
Oh shit.
Oh, why didn't we talk about that at the top of the show, Kev?
Yeah, why are you just now bringing it up, Kev?
Cuz it's on my mind right
now.
Not
that important to you, I guess.
Why were you saying oh shit, Doug?
Cuz he's sad.
Oh.
That's, I mean, my poster right there. Behind me.
Well, Kev, go ahead.
So, I mean, obviously, I mean, at least me and Doug, I mean, I could say we grew up watching Romero films. George Romero, well, he died at 77.
Dude,
I'm surprised he lasted this long, the way he smoked. If anyone knows George Romero, that dude smoked like a chimney. But he was a good person, a great director. And it just sucks, man. Just fucking mortality, man.
You know, I've watched his movies, right?
I thought you didn't like horror movies, though. God
damn it, dude. Never include me. It's always you and Doug.
What's your favorite George Romero movie?
Oh, The Walking Dead.
Mm.
Doug, what's your favorite Romero movie?
I really enjoy Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, that one too. I like
also, the... you know what I like, which is it's garbage. It's garbage. The creep shows, like one and two, they're not very good. Him and Stephen, Stephen King, but I love them still.
Yeah, we also lost Martin Landau yesterday too, which
sucks.
It was a sad Sunday.
Yeah, it was one of those. Oh, they come in threes. Who, you know, I had to say, but who's next? Because it was just like, it was just Romero and then Landau like immediately after. So.
Well, rest
Robo Dude says Creepshow is the best. Agreed. Oh, I have a story, actually. I was reading before we started the show. Let's see if I can pull it up real quick. Oh, beans.
Can't find it?
Yeah, it's from Hollywood Reporter. It says Disney facing VFX firm injunction bid on three blockbuster films. This company is claiming that they are using stolen technology, and they used it in Beauty and the Beast, Guardians of the Galaxy, in Avengers Age of Ultron, and they have put an injunction for Disney to stop selling and releasing those movies until they can get it figured out. So the guy that owns the thing is like this dude who used to work for Apple and Microsoft and stuff, who like created this technology for the face capture stuff, and they've like submitted pictures of like, this is how they do it, this is our technology, this is stolen tech, like blah blah blah. But my thing is like, yeah, you may have worked for Apple, fucking Disney, you dumb shit. They're not gonna stop.
He might win. I mean, he'll win with a settlement.
No, the thing is, like, he recently took down two other like companies in China for the same thing, and like they stopped productions of their movies as well.
So he's becoming a patent troll then.
Essentially, but I just thought it was interesting because it's like, who the fuck goes after Disney? You know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean. Disney has, like you said, it has the mouse money, and I mean, they've got to have patent lawyers to fucking just
for everything they do. Completely off topic. We just got a donation from Keith who donated $20.
Yeah, from Utah Games.
Sure, and he donated $20, and he says, "Here's a little something, since I doubt Stinky paid you."
Uh-huh. Stinky never pays us, piece of shit.
Friend. In fact, I really, based on how popular our last episode was, the one that we did for you guys last year, I really feel like we need a little more than just $20, Keith.
Yeah, Keith, I think we get like 1,000?
Like you owe us some residuals that episode.
Yeah, I feel like we made you guys millionaires off of that episode. So.
Deb says Disney will buy that shit out before they stop selling their stuff. Agreed, 100%. I saw it from the Hollywood Reporter, and I was just like, again, like, damn, that's ballsy as fuck.
That's a good way to get paid. Oh my god,
Ed just donated $3, and now our total is $569.69. Oh, but then Blades immediately ruins it by donating $10, making it $579.69. Ed, you had your moment for just a second.
Make it again.
Now you have to donate $90, Ed.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this on the stream because we were talking about it on Saturday during our drunk stream. My goal for our total to end up being will be $694.20 because it's $69,420. So
yeah, we're mature here. It's funny.
Yeah.
All right, that's our show, everybody. Stick around if you're going to here in the Twitch chat. We'll do a Q&A. But that's it for us. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Kev, do you want to attempt it this week, or do you want to fuck it up like you did last time?
If I could turn back time.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to interrupt you real quick. Steve over the chat says, can we get a shout out for the Minecraft server? If you want to play Minecraft with us, go to our Discord. You can get the IP address for the 8-bit Minecraft server. It's a Feed the Beast Direwolf 20 mod pack, so you have to go get that and then jump on our Discord.
Hold on, let me grab the IP real quick, just so that way if people don't Discord, that way they can still join.
Yeah, but
I know we want them to Discord, but they could get into the Minecraft chat and Discord. Then after that, we'll get them either way. Listen, it's 144.217.139.10 semicolon 2065.
Yeah. Our shit says Minecraft. Hey, Ash, what you playing? Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Sorry. Minecraft.
Minecraft.
All right. Sorry. Okay. You, Kev, you were singing?
Bye, bye, bye.